Welcome back at WNST, Taos of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We're up here at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. I'm trying to make awful, awful football picks. Christian Horton and I have done that. Amy Brennan was also here. She is the VP and general manager of all things. Come on up and enjoy yourself. It's very close. It's so close that Megan even came down from Rising Sun, one of our old producers around here and old barn fans. I'm giving away some Raven scratch-offs. I also have peppermint payouts that smell like peppermint. A little bit. I have unwrapped the cash. Do not smell like Christmas trees, but Christmas has its own smell. And oh snap, gingerbread. Make me want some cookies. I want some gingerbread cookies. I did have a $20 winner here a little while ago at Hollywood Casino. We're giving these out. We are going to be at State Fair on Tuesday. We're going to be at Curio and Far and Dotter on the 15th. We're going to be at Wise Markets Christmas week, and we're going to be at Fadley's on the 28th of December doing this all over again. It's been a great week. We've been at Pappas. We've been at Coco's. We've been at Gertrude's. And we're about to wrap things up. We're going to have they have a crab cake here at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino. They're going to be bringing the crab cake out, and I'm going to be sharing it with my new friends from Cecil County. So what happened today? People are getting sick, right? So Thanksgiving, everybody's hugging and kissing, and I haven't hugged anybody. You wanted to hug me. I'm an elbow bumper. My wife's sick. Everybody's sick. Tom Kelso got sick on Thursday night, Maryland Stadium Authority, and he said, I can't make it. I said, I got friends up in Cecil County. So I called Karen because she's from Dundalk. She has this great organization up here called the Chesapeake Feline Association, and I thought, bright light, canceled guests. We'll get the cat people out. So I have two crazy cat ladies here with one crazy cat guy. Jacqueline Commerce is to my left. Carrie McCall is also here. They call themselves old lady and young lady. I think that's, you're being very unfair to yourself, Carrie. I'll say that. First off, welcome out. Thanks for pinch hitting. I know you guys are in the community. You know where the casino is. You come out here. John told me they did a little dog adoption here, pet adoptions. They've done that here at the casino before. You guys do this work every day, and you guys know how much I love my cat because I've sent you pictures. We've adopted our cat. I love telling these stories. But more than that, the volunteers and the people that take care of animals, because I mean, Karen would be the first to say, you cannot run the Chesapeake Feline Association with just Karen, right? So there's got to be more people.
Definitely.
And so tell me a little bit about the organization itself and your affinity for doing this. Because if my wife didn't have a J-O-B that helps support my very expensive habits like Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers, she would take care of animals. She's feeding the birds and the deer and the fox. We had a tragedy the other day. 2 days ago, we had a cardinal in front of me fly beak first into our window.
Oh no.
And she died, and my wife had to go take care of the cardinal. It was a solemn moment. Like, we love animals. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I eat crabs and all that, and you know, I mean, I'm not a PETA person per se, but I love animals. I would do anything for my cat, anything for other people with cats and dogs, and you guys see it every day. And for me, I see the tragedy show up on my social media where poor animals been abandoned, left alone. I know you guys clip ears, and you're going to teach me about all that and teach our audience about that. But your background in doing this, and when did you become familiar, Carrie, with the Chesapeake Feline Association?
I became familiar with Chesapeake Feline. I used to basically do wildlife rescue and rescue bunnies. And then I went to an event that they had at the Perryville Fire Department, and it was Chesapeake Feline Association, and I got involved with that. And basically, I told them that I did the bunnies.
Why bunnies?
Well, because it's wildlife rescue.
Ah, bunnies.
Yeah,
baby bunnies.
Baby
in
bunnies.
The neighborhood, man. And it crushes me because I see the fox chase the squirrels, right? I mean, when you live somewhere where you see nature, it's. Mm-hmm. I always say to my wife, it's like Wild Kingdom, you know? We've seen feral cats in our neighborhood. And well, I mean, anybody has seen feral animals or been somewhere, even other countries where dogs or cats aren't cared for or run wild. I've been in Australia with dingoes and whatnot. But, you know, cats have a special place for me. My wife came into our relationship with a cat, and we didn't have a cat for a long time, and I like the freedom of not having a cat. Now we're at the point, like, where we went to Hawaii in April, and we got a sitter for our cat, and I don't know that we can travel like that again and go 10 days right now.
It's, you
know,
hard.
I love her. I miss her when I go away. I'm going away next week. My wife was gone to Europe, and she misses Kitty. So you have a love of animals, but then you want to volunteer. I love animals too, but I don't know that I could give my heart to volunteering. It would tear me up. I'm too empathetic, I think.
It's a lot of work, but it's well worth it because basically if you – heart gets paid when you see kittens get adopted or you save a life from a rescue, from a, you know, getting attacked, wild animal.
Well, for you, tell me about you. Jacqueline is here, Jacqueline
yes.
Commerce. You guys came out on short notice just to talk about these animals and talk about what your organization does. How did you get involved?
So I got involved about a year and a half ago. So I moved out here from Minnesota, literally to not...
I hear her accent now. I knew it. I heard it. She's like, Minnesota nice. I know these people.
Yeah, I did not know a soul. And then a colony got posted about on a Facebook page and someone commented and I was like, oh, I could help with that. So I started getting involved with a feral cat colony that was controlled, just kind of feeding, maintaining, and everything. And then
tell folks about that, because they see a feral. I was down at Nags Head, North Carolina, at a hotel during the plague, right after the plague, 21.
Yeah.
And man, there were 30 cats in the parking lot, you know, living behind a dumpster. And, you know, my wife, we're trying to, like, go in the water. She loved the cat. She's wanting to feed the like, all of that. Mm-hmm. And my wife loves cats. She's a big Jackson Galaxy. When we went to get our first cat about 13 years ago, she made me read the book a little bit and watch some TV to be a better cat parent. Cats aren't like dogs, and they're not like rabbits, and they're not like people. They're not like people at all.
So, like, colonies, like, basically, they exist everywhere. And you kind of, like, don't see them until you are, like, super involved with cats. And then you realize, like, how much, like, how they exist everywhere. And
how prevalent in Cecil County is that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I know of at least 10 or 15 of at least 20 to 30. And there's well more that I'm not aware of. And these are controlled ones that we've gone in, TNR'd, fixed.
TNR, what's that?
So trap, neuter, and return.
Okay.
So basically for feral cats, you can't just go up and catch them. Like, they're not socialized. They're not used to people. So you'll set a trap and then you'll take them to get spayed and neuter, and you'll get their vaccines too. And then you want to release them back where they came from, kind of their environment. That's their home, but at least you're kind of stopping, like, the spread of future kittens.
So when you get to a colony mm-hmm. where there's 10, 20 cats,
yep.
any of the ones with the ears nipped, you know that cat's fixed,
yes.
right?
Yep.
And then you grab the kittens, basically, right? I mean, is what you're trying to do?
Yeah, so you're going to try to rehome as many as you can. And honestly, some of the cats at the colonies, like, they will be friendly. Like, they'll be dumped. People know about colonies. They'll dump
cats. I'm pretty sure
there.
My girl was a solo girl.
Yep.
I got her 6 years ago at Be More Humane. We had lost our first girl. Our girl died. It was, like, the worst. I lost my mother and my cat within 4 weeks, and the cat was way more devastating because my mother was 98, and I was prepared. But, like, losing an animal, like, I could sit here for weeks and talk about that, but mm-hmm. I made it 13 days. One of the reasons Chad Steele took my press pass, probably, I didn't go to Oakland on that trip. I mean, it was my birthday weekend. I couldn't even work.
Yeah.
Like, I was devastated, and we went and adopted, and I spent 3 days literally just spending time with cats to figure out a cat. And then all of a sudden this kitten showed up.
Yep.
And, like, kissed my nose, and it was over. It was just over. So we brought this kitten home. My wife's like, a kitten? Like, because we were going to, like, adopt pairs or, because, you know, we love cats. We would take two, but we took this kitten home. And 6.5 years later, this cat's the right cat for us. Mm-hmm. But I said, when we brought her home, I said to Jen, I'm like, she probably came from something more of a feral background. Like, I don't know. She's a calico. And she was really little.
Yeah.
And you never know the background, but
you never do, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think all the time, like, she may have come from this sort of environment and this sort of love that saved her life.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
And so many people, like, dismiss them. Like, kind of, you see them outside, like, oh, it's a feral cat. And so many times it is just a dumped cat. Like, they are friendly. Or if you give them a chance, like, I trapped one a year and a half ago from Royal Farms. Like, she was living in a bush and, like, someone was, like, throwing her chicken every night to eat. And you get her in the trap, completely freaks out. She brought her in my bathroom, tore up the place. And then, like, the next morning I walked in there and she was just, like, sitting in the bathtub as cute as can be, but terrified of people. And it took probably 2 months to get her to come around. But then now she, like, loves my husband and I. She's best friends with
she's
all of our
cats. She's your cat.
Yeah, she's my cat. I was gonna, like, she was my one and only, I've had two foster fails and she was one of them. And she was not, like, we had an adopter lined up for her, but her and one of my cats just bonded. Like, they are sleeping together all the time. They groom each other all the time. Like, they're never not around each other. And, like, I had a meet and greet for her that day and I had to call the people and I was just like, she's my cat. She's staying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that probably happened. I have 5 friends in my life who foster.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak of fostering animals as, like, they don't have children. None of them have children. One of them has grown-up children. But 4 of them have no children. And this is their life.
Yep.
I mean, I have friends flying to Korea involved in a program to try to bring animals to America at Christmas time, 2 weeks from now. They're coming to Baltimore to do that.
That's amazing.
Baltimore people. You know, there is a space in your heart that if you give it time, but the relationship with my cat is like, I can't even describe it, you know. I mean, I'm an advocate. So, what you guys do? What can people help with other than rescuing, funding, and if you have the space for a cat, to consider coming to you, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing that people can do is kind of just like small things. Like if they have like a cat at their house or something that's outside, building it a shelter, putting out water bowls, or even just like. Just small things like coming to our shelter, socializing cats, like kind of just like opening your eyes to like your own like backyard basically, and like, okay, what's out here, what can I do? And it's like, we're always happy to help people with next steps, but it's like there's only so many of us, so we can only go out and like physically help so many people, but it's like we're always happy to do like next steps on like how to make like these cats' environments better.
Give me the Karen speech, Chesapeake Feline Association. What would you say about your organization when you're out talking to people? Because I'm sure you're out doing hand-to-hand combat. We adopted a few of your kittens up at Adam's Jeep with Steve up there right down the street in Harford County. About 4 months ago, we brought Mike Bordick out. I had little kittens climbing all over me. And, you know, believe me, my wife and I get in that environment, we would be like you bringing cats home, and our cat would have sisters and brothers and... But she's alone, and the one thing about taking another cat in right now is that our cat is so perfect. Mm-hmm. She's so well adjusted, you know, that we're not there at this point. But we're the candidates you're looking for.
They always do need a friend, though.
See?
I have a lot of pictures on my phone of all the shelter cats. They're wonderful, and kittens.
Well, we've had both calicos, and you see all sorts of cats. What would you say about Maine Coons versus different cats? Do you see more of one kind than other kinds?
We don't really see that many Maine Coons.
Right.
You know, we do have some long hairs, but mainly it's basically just domestic short-haired cats that we see, all different colors. This year, I think we've had a majority of black and orange.
Just like the Orioles, right?
There you go, yeah.
Minnesota girl doesn't know about that, but, you know, you Twins fan?
I don't do sports.
You don't do sports.
Don't.
You do cats.
I do cats. That's about it.
That's fine. Hey, that's why we're here. We're at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, sponsored by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. And our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. We've had some winners of our Oh Snap gingerbread tickets, as well as the Unwrap the Cash tickets here. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And you guys are lucky you're here at the point where we're doing the crab cake of the crab cake tour, right? So this is the crab cake. So I want to let everybody know, the sports book up here at Perryville got great. Look at those green beans. I got to go to yoga in an hour. I'm going to have a little bite of the crab cake and a little bite of the green beans. I'm going to save the potato for later. Is that fair?
That's fair, because I don't eat crab cake.
What's wrong with you? You don't do crab cake.
I'm from Connecticut.
What about you? Minnesota girl, you're eating walleye. What are you eating?
I'm a vegetarian.
Eat the green beans right here. It's fine. That's okay. We're promoting cats. It's okay to be a vegetarian. Yesterday, speaking of vegetarians, we were at Gertrude's yesterday. They have a vegan crab cake.
Oh.
It was made with zucchini. We did a whole segment with Chef John Shields from Gertrude's, and he will, because I put that out, people were like, vegan crab cake? It ain't a crab cake, you know? And I'm like, it tasted pretty good. I took half home for my wife. She enjoyed it as well.
Okay.
So, you know, don't knock the vegan crab cakes. They're fine. But these are real crab cakes. We're at Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Come on up. It's family friendly. Amy joined us for a little while. Christian joins us every week. We make my lousy picks and his very good football picks. But the crab cake tour gets us out, doing great things, helping folks like Chesapeake Feline Association and my friend Karen, who's a Dundalk girl, by the way. That's my homeland. Where are you from originally?
Connecticut
and Minnesota.
Yeah.
What brings you to Cecil County?
New start, new place.
New cats to help?
Yeah, exactly.
So you have events coming up. What is a sort of a baseline thing for you guys? Do people drive to your facility? Do they find you online? What's the best way to do this? And if anybody's out there and you want some love from a beautiful animal, she's trying to show me pictures right now.
I have a lot of them.
Let me see the pictures. Come on, take them out. Let me see. Break my heart. Come on, break my heart. Because when I called you guys this morning, I thought for sure you're going to bring cages of eight of these out. And this guy over here, the Steelers fan's going to wind up with one. Meg's going to take two home for her family.
Okay, well, this
I love them all.
Hara and Biscuits. Hara's been at the shelter for 6 years.
Look at these cats. Look at this. Look at the... They're... You know... You need to have me and my wife up there just to be soothers.
Seriously, just come
petters.
And hang out with them.
We can be professional petters.
We love that. We just need people to come. Even if you don't know where to start, just come to our shelter and just pet the cats and hang out with the cats and help socialize.
My son and his wife went to Amsterdam this week, and they sent me pictures. In Amsterdam, they went to a cat cafe. And I would say that's crazy, except my wife and I went to Korea in 2019, and we missed our cat, right? This is our current cat. So she's about two then. And we went to Japan and Korea for about 11 days chasing YouTube runners. This time of year. So it was 4 years ago, like this week, we went. And we went to Tokyo, had a good time. We're there 4 or 5 days. And love cats in Tokyo, right? Like Hello Kitty.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Cats are a big part of Japanese culture, big time, right? So we go to Korea, and we get into this little alley area, and we're eating food and doing stuff. And we're missing our cat, and there it is. Cat Cafe. And my wife's like, let's go in. And I'm like, all right. I had never been to a cat cafe.
They're amazing.
So, everything in Asia is like sort of built up. So okay. We had to walk up onto the second floor. And we walked in. And there's just cats hanging out everywhere. And like, we got coffee. We got some lattes. It was nice. So I think I had a little hot tea. And I was just like petting the kitties. It's very soothing.
That's like what our shelter is. It's just bring your own beverage.
Okay.
And what we've been doing lately, too, is we've been participating with the libraries, and the kids have story time, and we bring kittens down. So basically, the kittens can get socialized with the kids mm-hmm. and other people.
And I love kittens. Don't get me started on this. You're going to have me taking home cats here today. So, Chesapeake, where are you located?
In Northeast Maryland.
Northeast Maryland.
Yeah.
And you can find you online. Give me the website. Do all that for these nice people.
www.ChesapeakeFelineAssociation.org.
Anything else we need to know?
Basically, we need volunteers, and you know, anybody that wants interested in volunteering, even just to socialize.
You might even get stuck
fosters.
In a radio show if you volunteer, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Wasn't that bad.
No.
I'm still going to buy you lunch, give you a crab cake, even though you don't eat crab cakes. What can I buy? So, I salad for you, and what am I going to get for you?
I like french fries.
Megan offered me hers, so I could have had those. Well, thanks for coming out on short notice and promoting the kitties. You just showed me those couple. I thought you had a whole bunch of cats you were going to show
I can
me.
Show you more. There's a ton. And then, we're also on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and we post, like, adoptable cats probably, like, 2 or 3 times a week. We've had 35 adoptions past 2 months.
Like 35 in 2 months?
Just adults, not even including kittens. It's been insanely wonderful.
Percentage kittens versus cats that you get. Because, again, I went into Be More Humane thinking we were going to get adult cats. Because our first adoption was an adult cat.
And they are the hardest to adopt out, too, because everybody wants the little baby one.
Let me tell you what. We adopted Kitty.
So this is Sherla.
Oh, Sherla. Look at it. You got to show Sherla here. See, we got beautiful kitties. We need to adopt those. So when we decided to adopt, it was 2011. Or it was actually 2010. And so my wife and I have been married 8 years. We didn't have a cat. She really wanted a cat. And I really didn't want a cat. I mean, it's sort of, anybody knows the story knows that. Like, I didn't fight it. In the end, I'm like, it's going to make you happy. I want you happy. Let's go get a cat.
That was 100% me and my husband.
And then it was like, well, where are we going to get it? What are we going to do? And I'm like, well, I know these people at Be More Humane. We're going to go up. Like, I know these people at Chesapeake Feline. We're going to go up. We're going to spend a day. And my wife didn't even believe I was going to be all in. And I went and I looked online. It's like online dating. You can see the cats' names and like all that. So I went up open-minded and... Like, when we got there, the first cat I saw was the cat we had seen online. We brought her into a room, into an empty room, and she had been declawed in the front, which I don't not only recommend, don't do that. So, but she had been declawed in the front, which to my way was one less way for her to hurt me as a new cat owner, you know what I'm saying? So she comes into the room, it's just us, and I sat in a chair in a corner, and I said to my wife, I'm like, look, this is about you, right? Like, you're the one that wants the cat, whatever. So my wife's in there with the cat, and the cat moves around the room, and it walks over to me, and I'm sitting in a low chair, and she stopped at me, she looked at me, she flopped onto her belly, and the first thing I ever touched on her was her belly. And I looked up, and I said to Jen, I'm like, we're taking this one. Jen's like, we just got here 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, no, we're taking this cat. This
she
is the
chose
cat.
You.
So we took that cat home, and then my wife got cancer, was awful. She spent 155 nights in the hospital, terrible thing. The cat kind of became my cat because my wife was fighting for her life. So my wife was Skyping with this cat every night. Then my wife has her life saved once, then twice by a bone marrow transplant, almost dies a second time, lives, and then the cat dies. So like, you know, when we were in Paris on a trip. So we came home brokenhearted and we needed to adopt again. So the next time we went to look, we were convinced we were going to get an adult cat. We didn't want a 15-year-old cat because we didn't want our hearts broken again. And I would recommend senior cat. I don't want to speak against any of that because I know you guys have success with senior cat adoptions where people love these animals. I see tripod animals, blind animals, all sorts of animals that need love. But this kitten kissed me on the nose, and it was I was with 150 cats over 3 days, and it just wasn't a connection. And this kitten kissed me, and it's the right cat. So we didn't, I wouldn't say recommend adopting a kitten. My wife didn't want a kitten. Mm-hmm. My wife's like, I don't want to train a kitten. I want, like, let's get bonded pair, you know, something where they poop in the box, and somebody like you that's loved them and touched them, you know, they're going to be more. But we brought a kitten home, and it's been a great decision. Yeah, we love her.
That's awesome.
And I would show you a picture of Kitty, but it'd make me cry. So I'm not going to do it. Is that okay?
Yeah. Using the litter box is pretty much something they can adjust to automatically. You don't have to really train them.
We lost Kitty 6 years ago, and I still can't talk about it. That's how awful it is.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, so people with their cats. So when I can get the Chesapeake Feline Association to get this kind of a relationship, come on out and help these people and adopt. And thanks for your volunteerism and jumping in the car and running over here on short notice and trying to promote the cats.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
Would show me more. I know you would.
Yeah, Chesapeake Feline is a 501(c), you know, nonprofit organization. We're all volunteers. And, you know, this is where our heart is. And, you know, we're always looking for more volunteers.
Tell
more
Karen
people.
She's one of the good ones from Dundalk, all right?
I will do that.
Well, we're all good ones from Dundalk. We like to say that. We stick together. Jacqueline Commerce is here. Carrie McCall is here. They're from the Chesapeake Feline Association. And the crab cake is here, courtesy of the chef back in the kitchen. I got some green beans and some baked potato here. Big doings on New Year's Eve, but big doings all month through the holiday up here at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Christian makes way better picks than me each and every day. I have a pen play card that I pulled out of my pocket as well. Come on up and enjoy the bands. Great concerts, great bands, good DJ here tonight as well. And we're sending a get well out to our friends from Petticoat Junction who couldn't make it here tonight, and Kirk McEwen. Get out and play some Tom Petty. Put that hat on, Kirk. I'm going to sign off. I got to give you guys, what scratch-offs do you want? You're such nice ladies. You come out here, you take care of cats. You want a peppermint payout. You want an O snap. You want a, I said like a Baltimore, O snap. Unwrap the gift, or do you want the traditional Raven scratch-off?
I want the O-Snap one.
I'll take the Ravens.
All right. We got a Ravens and an O-Snap. There you go. Gingerbread
Thank
cookie for you.
You.
Ravens ticket for her. Yeah, I can't give you three. I'm going to give you one. You're 18.
That's fine.
You are 18, right? Just making sure.
Yes.
All right. And listen, and this is a public service announcement. Game responsibly, but here's the thing. Megan, how old is your kid? 16. You can't put these in her stocking stuffer, okay? Don't do that. It's against the law. I just got to say that. You know why I say this? I love my wife, right, and her sister. But her sister, when they were kids, their parents did illicit things with lottery tickets around the holidays. Putting them in the stockings. Her sister won. She was 8 years old. $100. Went and blew it. You know, this is a 1982 story. But it's a cautionary tale for the Maryland Lottery. So there.
Yeah, and even for people that don't have time to adopt a cat, you know, I mean, we are taking donations and stuff like that. And like Jacqueline said, just come and loving on them. You can always just help foster.
It's its own kitty cafe.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Without the food.
I'll bring coffee. All right, good
Perfect.
Enough. From Royal Farms, where you find cats. So good for you. Mm-hmm. All right, they're saving cats' lives. You know, we're just talking about football and having some fun around here and trying to figure out the Maryland Stadium Authority situation. Tom Kelso was scheduled to join us today. He's under the weather, so we get to promote cats. We get to talk more about the Hollywood Casino. I get to spend more time with Meg, and we're going to have some good times up here promoting the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I wore the wacky hat. Also want to give a shout-out to Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global, giving me the... You don't eat crabs, but this is for, do you drink beer? This is a beer opener and a crab claw. So Raskin Globin, empowering people to choose their financial future. Also our friends at Jiffy Lube, MultiCare. I'm dropping the gavel like Richard Cher on Square Off. We're signing off on behalf of our feline friends, Chesapeake Feline Association, and Amy and Jonathan and Christian up here at Hollywood Casino. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive and saving cats' lives.